sit down first?
No, I don't think she wants us to. She'll do the dialogue.
Okay. Where's yours?
Same place.
Freedom is a lie. 6-inch value pyramid of mice. Thank you.
in the orchestra. So Helen played the oboe. They're very classical instruments. They have something called a double reed. You see, she's putting a reed in, and it's two, not just one bit, but it's very sensitive. She needs time to make sure that it's wet, warmed up, half an hour
Thank you. only 23% of children have been accessing any kind of education. And a horrifyingly low 19% adult literacy rate. Instead of accessing the free government education that's available, many children in Laura and many other places across Africa spend their days searching for something to eat. Foraging, hunting, working. The hideousness of the situation climaxed for me when a 3-year-old child died of malaria, literally on mother's death. By the time I left for a much needed holiday, halfway through my year as a VSA volunteer, with my parents and my sister, I had a stream of hungry children on my doorstep in my kitchen and firmly embedded in my heart. I told my family about the dreadful things that I was experiencing and they immediately offered to do everything they could to help, something which I suspect they were now regretting. By the end of 2012, Action Through Enterprise was a UK registered charity and an NGO in Ghana. I decided not to return to teaching. And in November, it's ridiculous that we were going to register a charity for 3 whole years, which seems to have just flown by. So we have 3 projects I'm going to really briefly explain now. First one is Educate. This is a project that's closest to my heart, which focuses on enabling those lost children to access their free education that's available on their doorstep. We launched our first free school meal programme at Carbo Primary School on the 7th of January 2013. This is the very best day of my life. The impact of this programme is absolutely visible. 2.5 years in, hundreds of young lives have been changed by providing just a simple meal every day in their school. Provision of this daily meal not only relieves hunger but provides strong motivation to come to school. Many children walk extremely long distances, often barefoot, to receive their nutritious school lunch. And in January of this year, we expanded to our secondary school. The junior high school attached to the primary, so we're now feeding children in that specific area, all the way from 3 to 16 years old. And in January of next year, we're going to be expanding to our third school, which is, I'm extremely proud of and grateful for. I'm so excited to be able to reach children in increasingly remote communities. So we are currently feeding, we've got the clips on the slide. We're feeding 654 children every day at 2 schools. Attendance in that community has rocketed to 96%. There's an average weight increase across the whole school of 11%. That's the weight of the whole school divided by the population of children. And as most of our attendance has grown in the bottom end of the school, in the kindergarten, really the average weight should have gone down. So we're extremely proud of that. And the average height has increased by 6 centimetres. Again, that's wonderful. And less enrolled children are dying of preventable diseases. In 2012, 8 children at our supported school died. This year, there's been 0. It's exactly what I imagine achieving with that recent new programme. Our second project is my last slide. This is a before and after shot of one of the children at our school. His name is Technically. And it's just a coincidence we found the other day, we had a photo of that child on day one of the feeding programme. And in July of this year, you can see from the photos the impact of that preschool on that child's life. So our next project, BizAid, we know that enabling income generation in Laura is an absolutely vital part of enabling people to pull themselves out of poverty. So our second project focuses on this. It's a business training and enterprise programme that enables people to set up their own micro businesses. Working with people like Martha, a vulnerable young woman we supported in July this year, around here in the summer. Martha had completed catering college, but had no capital and no family to support her to actually start her own business. We supported her this year, and her business is already thriving. Martha hopes to be able to save enough money by the end of next year to go back to education. We've trained 20 local bright, yeah, we can help us work directly with the businesses. We combine my dad's knowledge of business with management consulting, with my growing development experience, to with their local knowledge interact with our beneficiary. So as well as providing extensive training and mentoring, we actually give cash grants to people directly cash into their hands. You can see here our project manager on the right giving cash to Teresa, who wanted to expand her tailoring business with her family witness and Lila, who's just sitting here in Ghana and has done it for us. So we give them a cash grant, we provide the training, we go back a week later to see them working with the things they bought with our money. So a few of our businesses, this is a man called Alfred. Alfred was a farmer. He'd already always made business baskets as gifts to family and friends. When he became too old to farm anymore, he wanted to set up a little basket weaving business. We forced him to do that, and he's doing so well. We've got some baskets on the side, you can look at afterwards. This is David, he's a big farmer, bought it in January. Patricia is a weaver, we have one of her shop on the side. This is Ernest, he's a very young entrepreneurial fashion man. He's travelling down to the cities in the south, bringing back clothes and selling them. You can see him here making a contribution to our school feeding programme. All of our businesses donate every month for our feeding programme to make sure that money is being recycled back to the community. This is Khatoum Mohammed, she sells moisturisers and sandals. Derry JB is a TV engineer, very important, growing. This man is called Salam Varuna. He's a vulcanizer, which is like the AA for inner tubes. So if somebody's inner tube bursts, he'll phone them up and he'll whiz out there with an inner tube and replace it. I love this photo, which Lila WhatsApped to me in summer when she was out there, because he's just taken on an apprentice in his business, so he's not only supporting himself, he's now beginning to employ others. So we've now got 49 businesses, 88% of which are making profit ongoing after 6 months of work. 94% of our businesses are still engaged in our training and mentoring programme. And 100% of our business owners rate our support as very useful. So we think it's very innovative and we're really proud of that work that we do. Our third programme is SNAP, this is the Special Needs Awareness Programme, which is supporting over 100 families with severely disabled children and their parents that are excluded from society for being different. Children like Derry are normally drowned at birth. If they're not, they face a life of exclusion and stigma, denying access from basic services like education and healthcare. So we provide a monthly support group in two districts, which gives vital, emotional and practical support to these children and their family. Things like adult education on nutrition and healthcare, we provide mobility equipment, we pay for children vaccinations and health insurance. And these mothers, or some fathers, have often fought extremely hard to keep these children alive. They're amazing, courageous, brave people. Women like Patience here, with her daughter Michelle, who has cerebral palsy. Patience describes how she was advised by her family to leave Michelle in a bush to die, as she was the devil. Patience is the strongest woman that I know. Imagine having to bring up a child in that kind of environment. So, we are supporting 105 families in our special needs programme across the two districts. All of our children and adults are accessing healthcare. 28 of our children are in school with our support. And 100% of our parents consider that attending our programme has improved the life of their child. So, okay. So I love what we do. I've had the most ridiculous, amazing, challenging 3.5 years that I can possibly imagine. we are significantly changing the lives of the people that we're working with. My hand on my heart and say we are absolutely doing that. We're not just feeding children, but we're feeding minds and feeding souls, and we are enabling families to feed themselves. The £621 raised in March, in concert very similar to these wonderful people who are supporting us, provided 3,105 school meals to vulnerable children in Laura. So thank you so much to every single person in this room. Thank you for supporting us, for believing in us. The children of Laura are very grateful for the opportunities that you've given them. And I'm honored. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. I'm going to just read the next fact from a letter that I received last year before we entered the villages of children and adults. So Lucy wrote, "I thank you for helping me and my family. I thank you for helping me in school. I thank you for buying me a uniform. I thank you for giving me a bicycle. I thank you for giving me food in our school. Last year I went to school and I felt hungry, but this time you stopped me from being hungry. I know that you're helping me, but I don't have anything to give you to help me too. God bless you and your friends in England. May you all continue helping me and helping people like me. May God make a sky on it."
Thank you.
right.